Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Pozenmore director Amber Talbot. Easter is upon us, and a lot of times we think of bunnies and chicks this time of year. Do you have advice for people who might be considering adopting or purchasing a bunny or a chick?
You know, we definitely would want people, just like a cat or a dog, to consider the lifelong commitment that that pet is going to create and the expense and the day-to-day care that goes along with that. A lot of people get caught up in the emotions of Easter and the cute fuzzy bunny, and they're just not thinking about it long-term. And so, obviously, we recommend that bunnies really are not ideal presents for little children. Small children have quick movements that can be unpredictable, and because bunnies are prey animals, they are very fearful and kind of have that fight or flight instinct where they really do get startled easily and are not comfortable with fast movements. So they're really not an ideal pet for smaller, younger children. And same with chicks. Both pets do require quite a lot of maintenance as far as the day-to-day care. I mean, they're quite messy. You can definitely litter box train a bunny, but that takes some significant time and effort. And chicks are very messy. They defecate all over and they lose feathers frequently. And so it's something where, you know, the chicks need indoor and outdoor space for exercise. And same with your bunnies. The bunnies really should not just be caged animals. They really do need to be companion animals with exercise space in the home, with lots of social interaction.
And with a rabbit, how long does a pet rabbit live?
Their average lifespan, I believe, is 8 to 14 years. So, you know, that's one misconception that I think a lot of people may think, that they only live for maybe 5 or 6 years, but they do live quite a long time. So that is a long commitment.
It's almost as long as some dog breeds.
Yes, absolutely. This time of year that we see, the unfortunate thing is that over half of the bunnies that are purchased or given out during this time of year are relinquished to shelters within the year. So, you know, the abandonment rate and the return rate of these pets is so high because people just aren't thinking it through and they're caught up in the emotions. And, you know, there's a lot of organizations this time of year that actually give away free bunnies during this Easter time. And so, you know, that's really difficult if you're a part of a faith-based organization that's handing out a free bunny to your child. You know, that's a difficult situation that you're in. And so people kind of feel obligated to take that in and maybe hadn't anticipated that even being something they were going to do.
And if a family is listening and they want to adopt and they understand it's a multi-year commitment and they're looking for that companion, does Pozenmore ever have rabbits that are for adoption?
We do. You know, we end up helping and taking in usually anywhere from 3 to 8 bunnies every year. We actually have a bunny right now that needed to have a new home. Her name is Poppy. She's a black female bunny that stayed and very sociable. She had a family that just was unable to keep her anymore, but they did a great job with socializing her and handling her. And she loves to snuggle and be petted. And she does a great job with just being with, you know, different people throughout the day at the shelter, so she's very social.
Again, when is the shelter open if people want to visit Poppy or to check out, you know, a cat or a dog?
We are open to the public from noon to 4 on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And we're open from noon until 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mondays, we are closed all day to the public. But if there was an emergency or something, the staff is still there from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. cleaning. And the staff starts their day at 8 a.m. every day. We clean and get all the animals taken care of from 8 to 12. And so that's why we try not to be open to the public during that time. But if there was ever an emergency or someone finds an animal, we are still there for them to be able to bring that in if needed. And they can't wait till noon.
And can you remind us again when you have the low-cost spay and neuter days each month?
We have been pretty consistent with the third Monday of every month has been a pretty set schedule that we have our public spay day. So that program will be posted on Facebook if for some reason it's canceled, or we just encourage people to call the shelter as well. I will say that the program has been such a success that we encourage people to call right away if they're even just considering it or have questions, so we can get you scheduled out in advance. We are usually about a month out for sure with scheduled day getting booked. So the slots fill up pretty quickly, and we can only do about 30 to 40 animals in that day, which is a lot of animals, but the need is definitely there. So we don't want to have to postpone somebody for the following month if we don't have to. So call us right away if you're even considering it.
And is that something that people need to really think about this time of year with a cat?
You know, that is a great question. So, you know, obviously, if you have an animal, dog or cat, that's not spayed or neutered yet, especially if it's an outdoor animal, or if you've just been helping take care of a kitty or an animal through the winter that maybe isn't necessarily yours, but you've been feeding it, you know, now is the time to absolutely get it in and get it spayed, because they will start reproducing now at this time. We already have cats coming in that are pregnant. So please help us and get these guys spayed and neutered before you've got litterers, pets on your hands that are unmanageable, and we can prevent that. So we want to sure help you do that.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Amber Talbot, Director of Paws and More Animal Shelter in Washington. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.